Good morning and welcome again. Thank you for being with us. This is the Sunday where we as a church celebrate All Saints Day. Now, All Saints Day is part of what is called All Hallows Tide, and it is actually a three-day-long celebration that begins on Halloween, the evening before All Saints Day, then it goes to All Saints Day for all those who have been taken up into heaven as those who have been saved by Christ from death. And then the following day is All Souls Day, where we remember God's action for all souls. And these are the 3 days of this process. And we are, of course, a couple of days past that, but we weren't in church on the first for All Saints Day. So we, as Lutherans, celebrate it the following Sunday. So thank you for being with us. And we are remembering that God so treasures us human beings that he was willing to give his only begotten son to die for our sins on a cross. And this is where we begin today, the notion of treasure, specifically with our Bible passage, which is a very strange message about treasure. There are a lot of strange things that have to do with money, the way human beings value money, the way human beings use and spend money. But one of the things that I find very, very startling is the fact that here in the United States, we have pennies. You probably have a pocket full or a jar full of pennies or a piggy bank full of pennies. Somewhere in your world, you've got a bunch of pennies that you really don't have anything to do with. Here in the United States, I think it is fascinating that when the U.S. government produces a penny, it costs the U.S. government more than 1 cent to make the penny. Partially it's production cost, partially it's metal cost. But the bottom line is every time the United States government produces a penny, makes a piece of money, it loses money. Now, this has led the United States government to think about doing away with the penny. And that would actually put us on track with much of the rest of the Western world. Many places around our world have done away with whatever their equivalent of the 1 cent piece is. The idea is that businesses can round up to 5 cents or round down 5 cents if they want to. It gets the government out of the business of producing coins that have negative value for the overall country. And, well, let's be frank, none of us are particularly all that excited about pennies. And in the story that Jesus told today, the woman who puts her coin in the box, sometimes it's called a widow's mite. I actually have I have one here that I keep in my office. It's kind of hard to see because it's so teeny tiny. It's right here in this little square of plastic. This is an actual bronze prutah. It is one of two coins that may have been the coin Jesus was talking about. And this is an authentic coin. It's about the size of the tip of your little finger. This comes from Israel, from Jerusalem specifically. It was found in an archaeological cache. There are tons of these all over Jerusalem in archaeological caches. They find them in the soil. They find them in jars. Seems people put them in piggy banks and then forgot about them back then even. And this bronze prutah is 2,000 years old. Now, as interesting as it is for me to have a 2,000-year-old coin sitting around in my office, what's most interesting is if you could look at it very closely, the first thing that you see about it is that it's been very poorly made. It is made of bronze, and in the process of making it of bronze, they have struck the coin with a stamp to put the image on both sides. On both sides, the image is off-center. The coin itself is round, and the image is round, but you can only see a fraction of the image on both sides. So why would the coin be so poorly made? The answer is quite simple, because even in Roman days, it wasn't worth the effort to put the extra time and money into producing a good-looking prutah, because every time the Roman government made one, they lost money on them, because the prutah itself was not worth the metal that they had to put into making it. And so the Romans would have been happy to have gotten rid of the widow's mite if they could have. But of course they couldn't, because this was a coin that the poorest of the poor used when they were actually doing their business transactions. That prutah would not buy you much. It might buy you a slice of bread. It might buy you a dried piece of fish. It might buy you an egg. It wasn't going to buy you enough to really matter much. And so when Jesus is pointing to the widow and says, look at this widow down there. She has put in two widow's mites, two prutas, two tiny half pennies. Neither of those half pennies worth more than an egg. But she, in her poverty, has put in more than the wealthy who are sitting there just feeding money into the box, coin after coin after coin after coin. Why is this? Because this is all she had. And when all you have is enough to buy a couple of eggs, not having a couple of eggs means you're going to be hungry for the day. And so she put her two half pennies in. And when Jesus points to that widow, the fact that she has put in more in her poverty than all of the wealthy and privileged have put in, and even though they've put in tons of money, he is also pointing out that her value as a servant of God is real. And I'm not saying that the value of those who were putting tons and tons of money into the box was unreal. I am simply saying that in her day, in her moment, her contribution would have been dismissed. And she as a person would have been dismissed. That woman's not valuable. Think about this for a moment. As Jesus Christ is giving his life for you and for me on the cross, he has the weight, literally, of the world on his shoulders. The whole of human sin he is taking to the grave. He is forgiving the sins of those who have crucified him. He is praying to God. And what is one of the last things Jesus does with that absolute last fraction of energy he has alive? He looks to John the disciple, the one whom he loved the most, and he says to John, when I die, will you take on my mother as your own? Why does Jesus say this? Because Mary was a widow. And as a widow, she had no value in the world that she lived in. She had enormous value to Jesus. He loved her deeply. She had enormous value to God. God loved her deeply. But to the world, she had no value. And knowing that she had no value in this world meant that Jesus felt the need to provide for her welfare in his absence. And so in the middle of literally saving the world, Jesus pauses for a moment to look at John and say, by the way, will you take care of my mother? And of course, John says, yes, absolutely, I will. Interestingly enough, of all of the disciples, John and John alone dies of old age. All of the other disciples, they were all martyred. Jesus chooses the one disciple who's not going to die while in the process of caring for Jesus' mother. And this is very significant, because God's value that he places on humanity does not scale according to our assumptions. We may look at one person and say, that person's life is very great. They have done very marvelous things. They are wealthy, they are powerful, perhaps they are faithful. Perhaps they are philanthropists. Maybe they have devoted themselves to the service of others and done so in a way that is world-changing. And then we look at another person whose life was quiet, simple, peaceful, uneventful, whose contributions were small, but came from the heart, and were genuine and honest, and all that they had to give. Society is going to weigh the person who is famous, the celebrity, the person who is big and powerful and important, much more so than the person whose life was simply a life of quiet service. But this is not how it is with God. And this is why on All Saints Day, we celebrate all saints. Not the big, important ones, the ones that the Roman Catholic Church recognized, the St. Michaels and the St. Nicholases and St. Peter's and Paul's. No. That's not who we celebrate on this day. We celebrate all saints. Every single person was a human being that Jesus Christ gave his life for on the cross. And that life had infinite value, which means that since that life, which had infinite value, was given for every single human being, that means God values us all infinitely. And because God values us all infinitely, loves us all infinitely, that means we all share the same worth. As human beings, we make a mess of this. We point to people who are more worthy, less worthy, more valuable, less valuable. Who's my favorite? Who's my least favorite? We make all of these value decisions about one another on a daily basis. And like I said, we make a terrible mess of it. And God rightfully looks at us and says, "You are unjust stewards." But fortunately, even in the midst of recognizing our brokenness, God makes a way for us. A way for us out of our own brokenness by receiving the grace of Jesus Christ given for us on the cross. We are forgiven wholly and completely. The rich and powerful man that puts bags of coins into the box, the widow that drops two half pennies, each one lifted up to heaven, sitting before the throne of God. This is who you and I are. Why we remember All Saints Day and all those who have passed from this life into the next one. We don't remember the ones that were most important first. We don't remember those who we think were the most righteous and ignore those who weren't. We hold up all saints in recognition of the salvation that comes from Jesus for all.